Let's see. We got 2 minutes before break here, so let's move on to Jeannie. At least you can get your question in without me interrupting, ma'am, before the break. Hi, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. My granddaughter, who lives with us, short of 1 week of being 8 years old, got Bell's palsy again the second time this year, first in April, and then about 2 weeks ago, and she's getting better. But they want her to have an MRI next week just to see if there's anything else going on. And I wondered if you had any advice about Bell's palsy. Now, my son, when he was in his 30s, had it about 10 years ago. And the eye doctor we took her to, who does pediatric optical, he said he's starting to see more cases this year. I know it's a virus, but do you have any advice?
Well, it's the darndest thing, ma'am, but there are publications from India, no less, a university over there, in which the university physician researchers, I guess they were, used giant doses of vitamin B12, and the Bell's palsy cleared up a lot quicker than if they didn't use the giant doses of B12. Now, I do mean giant doses, but I'm happy to tell you that perhaps the best way of killing yourself with vitamin B12 is to fill your bathtub with vitamin B12 liquid and drown. Other than that, unless one is hypersensitive to the stuff, and that I rarely run into. But here's the thing. Sometimes we can take all of that by mouth and it doesn't work, but we inject it and it does work. And that's because the absorption system for vitamin B12 is kind of tricky. Unlike any other B vitamin, it has to be grabbed by a factor that's made by the stomach. And once it's grabbed, now the body can absorb it. But all the other B vitamins, they just get in. Not B12. Mm-hmm. So you could try B12 orally first, and if that doesn't work, you better check with a physician who can help you, help to teach you how to give B12 shots, because they are so safe that people can give them to themselves at home. They're much safer than giving insulin to yourself, for example. And it really did make a difference. Now, what's the giant doses? Remember, these were in adults, but they were using 10,000 micrograms a day, which works out to be 10 milligrams, but 10,000 micrograms, they called it. And they did that for a couple, 3 weeks, and they really got some results. Most of those cases were older adults, so they were injecting it. I haven't seen a study in study in children, but I'm guessing that if it works in adults, it's going to work in children. I'd be thinking of one other thing, ma'am. If she's had this a couple of times and she's only 8 years old?
You're just going to turn eight.
Just turn eight. Does she happen to have eczema or asthma also?
No, she's on the spectrum. You know, I went to see Dr. Morikow, and we watch her diet and everything. We watch what she eats, we watch everything. And I'm still trying to figure out how she got it again, although doctors have told me recently they've seen more cases in this area.
Oh, I heard you there.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Maybe because of our climate, I don't know. But I would love to see if, after the MRI, if we can prevent this.
You bet. Well, check with Dr. Morikow about that. She's quite knowledgeable. In the meantime, since she's not going to drown in B12, you could go ahead and try that.
Okay. I will try that. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And one other thing I should say, and that is that there's a sublingual form of B12 that has got xylitol in it, and so all the kids love it. It tastes good. And you just put it on your tongue and let it dissolve. Yeah. See if you can find that.
There is one.
Yeah, it's called, there's one. There's one that's B12 alone, and there's another one that's with folate, either one, and both of them have totally natural sugars in them that won't hurt any, and you can get that into a kit a lot easier.
Are they at your dispensary?
We do have them there, but I'm not going to claim exclusivity, ma'am. We do have them at the Katoma dispensary. You may find them locally.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling.